as you'll be aware, we had gorse fires in Donegal. There was one house destroyed and a number of outhouses. A fire raged from a village called Lochinure on the N56 right through Annagry onto Kincashla. The Donegal Fire Services alerted the Department of Defence at 9:30 on that morning. I contacted the Minister at 10:30. And it was 5 o'clock before the helicopter arrived. This is not good enough. We must ensure that there's a protocol in place. I wrote to the Taoiseach, who is Minister for Defence, and to the Minister of State, Paul Keogh, requesting a full report, and I understand this report is now available. But more so, what we want to ensure that there is a helicopter available at really reasonably short notice, but they told us on that day they had to bring crew from various parts of the country. And at one stage, I understand that they were going to reject the request, but eventually it came. And I would have to say that the crew of that helicopter, they worked trojanly for the time that they were there, and it's accepted that they saved the village and houses in Kincashla. But of course, in addition to that, the firefighters themselves from the various stations throughout Donegal, the civil defence, the Gardaí, and the hundreds of volunteers who were there from all parts of the country. And we were fortunate it was a closed day, because otherwise these people wouldn't be available. And all of those in the vicinity with slurry tanks came and played an important role. But in short, we can't wait until a fire happens again. A protocol must be put in place, and I'm insisting on that.
And of course, we're entering into a time of the year now where, unfortunately, these types of fires become more common. So it's crucial that there's a quick resolution found here.
Of course it is, but it's also important that our people should maintain a civic spirit. We're the custodians of the environment, and people are lighting fires, not intentionally, of course, but they get out of control. And as soon as they light them, and if they're getting out of control, they should immediately alert the fire services at an early stage and not wait until it's almost impossible to contain it.